This is Ozarks at Large. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Antoinette Grada. Welcome, Antoinette.
Hi, thanks.
So last night, Walton Arts Center, already talking about now the 2019-2020 Broadway series.
Yes, they hosted their Broadway season sneak preview. They do this for subscribers in the media the last couple of years, kind of give you a hint of what's coming and get you excited for next year, even though there are still shows for this year happening.
Right.
You know, Waitress still in April and, right. And Cats in May. So right. It's still happening.
So this is the season that then begins in the fall.
Yes. They were pretty excited because five of them are on their first national tour, which I guess is not something that we've really ever done before, is getting these shows pretty much like as soon as they're done with Broadway and they go on tour, us getting them on the first go.
Somewhat fresh.
So, and that's kind of a big deal. And six of them are Arkansas premieres, and one is a returning favorite. So one of those premieres is Escape to Margaritaville, Jimmy Buffett.
I'm assuming this is sort of a jukebox musical of Jimmy Buffett songs.
That's what it seemed like from the preview. So during the preview, they generally play some short videos. A lot of times the Broadway companies will have these preview videos on their websites or that they send to media that gives you some of the music and some of the scenes and, you know, not enough to give anything away, but yes, definitely gave away enough that, you know, Cheeseburger in Paradise
there
and
you go. Yeah.
That sort of thing. Those songs are in there for sure. It is obviously a musical and it'll kick off the season, so October 22nd through October 27th.
Okay.
The next show is The Play That Goes Wrong. It is a comedy. It was co-written by Mischief Theater Company members, and it's kind of based off their own experience with things going wrong in theater,
okay,
basically.
Okay.
So the play follows the Cornley University Drama Society, and they are attempting to put on a 1920s murder mystery, and as the title suggests, everything that can go wrong does. So it's gotten some good reviews, and Huffington Post has called it the funniest play Broadway has ever seen.
Oh.
So it looked quite funny. I think a lot of like pratfalls and slapstick
is the idea.
Exactly. Noises off is definitely one that I thought of in seeing the preview for this one. And that'll be here November 12th through November 17th. And then in December, to get us in the Christmas season feelings, we will have A Christmas Story, the musical.
Oh.
I think that's been done here a couple times, like by community theater,
ACO.
But I'm not sure it's ever been at the Walton Arts Center.
I don't think so.
And of course, it's based on the Gene Shepherd book and the movie in the 80s that is on ad nauseum at Christmas time. I think they still do that like on TBS.
I think they do, yes.
24 Hours of A Christmas Story.
Has the Rogers connection, of course.
The Rogers connection, yes. The main character, Ralphie Parker, is trying to get this Red Ryder BB gun, and it's made by Daisy, which, of course, is located in Rogers, actually, in case you didn't know that. Fun fact, fun trivia. Nice tie to the area. And then they'll take a little bit of a break, as they normally do, and come back in February with Once on This Island. So this is the winner of the 2018 Tony Award for Best Revival of a Musical. And it is following this fearless peasant girl in the Caribbean, and she's searching for her place in the world, and she's ready to risk it for love. So a bit of a love story, and it's a musical, and it got some pretty good reviews last night. People seemed excited about it. I had not heard of it before.
I've heard of it, but that's it.
Okay. But it looked really great. And so part of these previews, they have some of the actors from the plays come and sing a song. And in this instance, Courtney Carter came and sang Waiting for Life to Begin, I believe was the name of the song. So again, that's Once on This Island, and that will be at the Walton Arts Center February 11th through February 16th. And then in March, from the 10th to the 15th, another musical, which I'm kind of excited about, Anastasia. So based on the animated movie in, I think, the 90s, because I remember seeing it as a kid.
Yeah.
You know, this girl that's got, like, I think she's like an orphan and has amnesia, and she's trying to figure out who she is, and they think she might be the lost Princess Anastasia.
Oh, and you know who was the singing voice in the movie?
I forget.
Liz Callaway.
There we go.
Who did Every Brilliant Thing at T2.
Right. There we go. Full circle. Yeah. Good job.
All right.
Points for Kyle Kellums.
Or something.
So, yeah, so that's in March. Rolling into April, the 14th through the 19th is Fiddler on the Roof, which a classic. Rounding out the season is The Band's Visit, May 19th through May 23rd. And I think that one may sound familiar to people when the Tony Awards were happening not too long ago. I know NPR did a number of stories on it. On Broadway, Tony Shalhoub was, one of the main actors. And so it is a Tony Award-winning musical. I think it won like 10 this past year. So the story starts when a mix-up happens at the border and an Egyptian police band is sent to a remote village in the middle of the Israeli desert. There's no bus until morning, no hotel, so they are taken in by the locals. And so that is what is going on for next year's Broadway season. Now, there are two, I don't know if we want to call this part of the Broadway season, but it was definitely two add-ons for these Broadway subscribers packages, if you will. In September, Blue Man Group will be returning.
Okay.
And they will set up here for the month and create a 90-minute show. There is no show right now. They will create it from the ground up here and premiere it here before they go on tour. I think Jennifer Ross, one of the officials with Walton Arts Center, had mentioned that they'd been here in like 2010, and it may have been a similar situation there. So some people were looking forward to that. And then the other show that's coming that the women behind me were very excited about because they missed it the first time is The Book of Mormon is returning. And so it will return in July of 2020.
Okay.
Now, they normally don't do Broadway in July. And so they said they're kind of testing to see if there's an appetite for Broadway in summer. So depending on how this goes next year, there may be more of this in the future.
Oh, all right. Well, I mean, pick one that sold completely out the last time.
Absolutely.
That'll give you a good idea.
Absolutely. And so you can find out more information about all of this at waltonartcenter.org.
All right. Thank you, Antoinette.
Thanks.